pitch count low, so honestly, you might be able to expect him to go through at least four innings. That's kind of the hope heading into this one, is you see at least four, if not five, and on a really good night, you might even see him go six. 2-2 came off the end of the bat towards the left side of the infield, picked up by third base, throw across the diamond, and it gets away from Pinal. So one run will score, and sliding into second base is Cade Baldridge on the E5, and just taking too much time over there is Spencer Davis, who is a last-second addition to the starting lineup. Camp Merston, it's now 2-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Rafters still have the lead, but damage has been done. And it brings up Anthony Quigley with runners on second and third and two away. So this is a key spot for Rafters trying to get rid of the Woodchucks. And the first pitch, a breaking ball that misses outside for ball number one to Quigley. Quigley, a right-handed hitting first baseman, hoping to come up clutch here. Quigley batting 278 on the season with nine RBIs, and this one could be another. It's hit into center field, and that drops for a hit. One run will score. It's slowly rolling out there in center field, and another run will score as it's a two RBI single for Anthony Quigley. Aiden Harris goes from third on home, and Cade Baldridge goes from second to home as well. Still just two outs here in the first inning, and the last four base runners having reached successfully. Although you really are not liking that error right about now over at third base. Big reason why this runs are going to be unearned. As the pitch here is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. So, runner on first base, a 1-0 count to the right-handed hitter Brody Sexton, who pops this one up. Shallow in the left side of the infield, Zacher going towards it, but it hits the stands and reaches out of play to bring it 1-1. So Schultz still just the two earned runs allowed on the season. But, I mean, you do hope that he can find his spot here. Allowed the two-out walk to Guerra, the two-out single to Harris. Then the error as Cade Baldridge ran, as this one's up the middle over to Eric Parker. He'll throw across the diamond, and it's low and in the dirt, but picked up by Matt Pinal, and that does it for the inning as Brody Sexton is out 6-3. But three runs of damage were done, three runs on the two hits. There was an error, and there was one runner left on base. It's 3-2 Woodchucks as we hit the second inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Where they will try to hit a home run against our very own Woodchuck players. All right, Zeke, let's see that swing! Let's get another shot. We got this. Come on.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
First pitch of the inning to Pat Costin, misses outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Costin, left-hander at the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup. That pitch miss inside brings it. And Costin, the designated hitter for the Raptors, heading into this one. It's 3-2 Woodchucks in the top of the second inning, and fouled away by Costin into the stands brings it 2-1. Austin hoping to continue some of the rise that we've continued to see. Start of the season didn't go his way, but riding a five-game on-base streak, and in last game against Lakeshore, he went 1-for-2. As this one's to the left side of the infield, picked up at third base, throw across the diamond is in time for out number one. 5-3 on the putout. It brings up Spencer Davis with one out, and the base is empty. And Davis, he made the defensive error back in the bottom of the first inning that resulted in three runs being scored. Two runs on that play and another run later as well, as he'll try and make up for it at the plate. Base is empty, and this pitch misses outside for ball number one. And I had said it defensively, but he was a last-second addition to the lineup. Luke Skinner initially planned to start, but his injury, which he sustained in batting practice a couple days ago, it acted back up as that pitch is called for a strike to bring it 1-1. So unfortunately, we won't be seeing Luke Skinner today, along with a couple of other injuries that deactivated a couple players as that pitch is fouled away. So a couple players go from the active roster to the active full roster. And that was three players, while three other players were activated from that full roster to the active roster. 1-2 count to Spencer Davis. And this pitch misses outside to bring it 2-2. And the transactions today included Royce Clayton Jr., Seth Spencer, and Brennan Cohen all being moved to the active roster, while Noah Marshke, Jack Guerrero, and Andre Madunio all went to the full roster. As that pitch misses outside for ball number three, and it's a full count to Davis. And Madunio and Guerrero both due to injuries. Guerrero had sustained an injury sliding into second days ago. 3-2 count is fouled down the first baseline and towards the Raptors dugout, so it stays 3-2. Madunio, he suffered his injury on a defensive play over at third base and never saw the field again that night, as this pitch is a little outside for ball number four, and Spencer Davis will take his walk to bring up the top of the order. Mason Onati back up to the plate. He's got a runner on first base and one out here in the top of the second inning. Raptors down one run and trying to make the comeback. They had the lead earlier in the first inning. They scored the two runs. And what seemed like it was going to be a pitching duel, so far it's been the offenses that have stood out. And this pitch upstairs for ball number one to Onati. Onati, this is his second plate appearance of the game. He's 1-for-1 as he singled back in the first inning. Came around to score on it. Hoping to keep the line moving here. 1-0 count is hit high towards left center field. Should be playable by the center fielder, and Smith Johnson is under it for out number two. F8 in the books, and it leaves Spencer Davis over at first base. Brings up Noah Ruiz with two outs and the runner on first base. Still a one-run game here, and Rafters looking to keep their offense rolling along. Noah Ruiz, the right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch to him, misses high, and he has to duck down as it goes above his head for ball number one. Ruiz leads the Northwoods League in RBIs, but with a runner on first, it's going to take an extra base hit to send home Spencer Davis outside of an error as this one is hit high towards left field on the run at the warning track. It's at the wall, and it is gone. Noah Ruiz has sent one out of the park and needed an extra base hit. He got it. A big fly to give the Rafters the lead. It's 4-3 in the top of the second. Absolutely crushed by Nizan. Puts the Rafters up top. Brings up Ashton Zacher with now a one-run lead, as the left-hander will look to do some more damage against Nolan Bernard. Seems so uncharacteristic, as, I mean, he just has been dominant up until today, and this pitch missing inside for ball number one. So it's really a shocker, kind of dumbfounded by the fact of how good the Raptors have been against him, as this one is in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. He hadn't allowed a hit all season, and the Rafters already have four on him through two innings. Not even two. Two away, and the base is empty. Zacher to keep it a 1-2 count. And Ruiz adds another two RBIs to his total. Also, he's already scored two runs in this game. One on his own accord, one on the Hiroto Kobayashi sack fly. And so Ruiz just still crushing it as the 1-2 count is a foul tip that's caught behind the plate for strike number three. So it goes two runs for the Rafters on the one hit. There were no errors in the inning and nobody left on base. The Rafters take the lead 4-3 as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And Kenny Schultz going to try and get a better result here than he did in the first inning, as He allowed three runs, all of them unearned, though, as there was an error with two outs that could have ended the inning. However, it allowed runs to score, and well, it allowed one run to score, and then another two runs came across on a single after that. So Schultz trying to lock it in. He's allowed two hits with one walk through one inning. And he's going to get to go against Zach Knowlton. Knowlton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, as this pitch is a little bit low for ball number one to move it 1-0. And Kenny Schultz, well, he's been under pressure before. You know, you look at his first appearance out there as this pitch misses inside. His first appearance, it was coming out of nowhere. Knowlton thought that he was going to do anything and thought, hey, this guy's just kind of playing for fun, as the 2-0 count is in there for strike number one. And he excelled with that. And game number two, he had more pressure to keep it up, hoping to keep his spot. And he proved himself by going perfect through four innings, as this pitch misses low for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. And his location in this game so far, it has not been nearly as strong as it was in previous outings. But understandably so with the rain. And not a lot of people like the rain. 3-1 count. That is a little outside for ball number four. And Zach Knowlton takes a leadoff walk. Schultz kind of told me, yeah, I mean, people like the rain, especially pitchers. I was talking to him about that because Tristan Krusenberry, another guy who might be going today as well out of the bullpen, he kind of made that switch there. But I was talking with Tristan, and Krusenberry was saying, I like the rain. Opinions is, this one misses outside for ball number one to Christian Smith-Johnson. Dangerous man, and it's a 1-0 count with a runner on first and nobody out. And Krusenberry was saying, yeah, I like the rain. And I was like, how does a pitcher like the rain? I go and I talk to Kenny, and he says, yeah, no, not a lot of guys like the rain, as this one is fouled back and makes it a 1-1 count. You can always see that it changes the way that you feel out there, and especially when the mental aspect of the game is so important. It makes it a lot more difficult to find your spot. And Schultz right now kind of showing that. He's got a 1-1 count, though. Hoping to work on Christian Smith-Johnson. And, man, he has been really incredible this season. You look at him batting .389 through 15 games. He's second place in the Northwoods League in RBIs, only behind, of course, Noah Ruiz, who's now extended that lead up to four RBIs. It was a 20-18 gap as this one's hit into right field down the line, and that gets into the right field corner. So rounding second and going to third base is Knowlton, and he will stay up at third, and it's a double for Christian Smith-Johnson. And he stays hot. And you can see why he's such a good player. Brings back up the top of the order with a runner on second and third, and nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Rafters up 4-3 on a rainy night here, and hoping to keep their three-game win streak alive. They've been feeling good as of late, but want to keep it rolling, especially in an important interdivisional game. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch from Schultz, and it misses low for ball number one to move it 1-0. And he isn't missing by much on a couple of these, and he's trying to get the spot, but he isn't really creating swing and misses. So a 1-0 count is in there for strike one to bring it 1-1. But the important thing for Schultz has never really been, you know, finding the outside edge. It's always been throwing strikes wherever they are, as this pitch misses low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. So now it seems like maybe he's trying to locate those pitches and get chases. But so far, hasn't been working for him too well. 2-1 count. is a little bit away for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. And Schultz, you look at his collegiate experience, and he's got quite a bit. 70 innings of collegiate pitching between D3 and D2. As this one's to the left infield, and that gets into left for a hit. Here's the runner on home. Johnson slides in, and it allows the runner from first to go to second. So Pruitt, a 2-RBI single, and advances to second on the throw. So it is now 5-4 Woodchucks in the bottom of the second, and Kenny Schultz facing his first bit of struggle this season. Not what the Rafters wanted to see. Christian Smith Johnson coming home on the play, and now runner on out still for the right-hander. And the breaking ball misses, I think, on number one. It's a 1-0 count. And still a rainy night, but, man, these offenses have been absolutely clicking right now. And so a runner on second base, a 1-0 count to Dylan Schlotterbeck as this pitch is in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. And I'm sure Schultz would love to see a lefty at some point, but not getting any of them stepping up to the plate. It had been about an even split against him the first two games. He'd pitched 4 2/3 innings against lefties, 5 innings against righties as this pitch misses low for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. And Schultz just not able to throw strikes right now, and seems like you've never seen this problem before. So a 2-1 count is hit towards the shortstop, and Parker can't quite pick it up, but it keeps it in front of him and keeps that runner on second base as well. Ryan Pruitt does not go, but it's an infield single from Dylan Schlotterbeck, brings up Ethan Guerra with runners on first and second, still nobody out in the second inning. Rafters down 5-4 on the scoreboard, and a new ball being asked for by Kenny Schultz, and something did not get communicated at first, so had to have a quick visit there between the umpire and Ashton Zacher. Now we're ready to go. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Schultz fires, and that's in there for strike number one to Ethan Guerra. 0-1 count. Guerra took a 4-pitch walk back in the first inning. That was the first base runner that Schultz has allowed. But he's retired just one batter since that point. Runner on second base is Ryan Pruitt, showing that it'll take off. It's up the middle, diving, and it gets on through into center field. So here comes another run to score, and it's 6-4 Wausau in the bottom of the second. RBI single for Ethan Guerra. And at second base, it just seemed like Noah Ruiz couldn't quite get the jump with the wet conditions out here, and gets on by his glove. So just not what the Rafters wanted to see in a mound visit coming up here, is it'll be Mike Spears talking strategy with Kenny Schultz, and seems like maybe the rain has messed a little bit with him. And so Ash back behind the plate as Chucks have put up 3 runs in the bottom of the second. They put up 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning as well. Wausau with the runners on first and second. Nobody out. It's been 4 straight hits from the Woodchucks. Every batter in the inning, all five, have reached base safely. Also looking home, both runners taking off. The throw down to from behind the plate. Couldn't get the tag down in time as Spencer Davis tried to apply the tag at third. Couldn't quite do it. It's called a ball to bring it 1-0 on Aiden Harris. And now runners on second and third. It's a double steal. So a 1-0 count for Aiden Harris. The right-handed hitter against the lefty pitcher sends this one a soft grounder down the third baseline. Not going to be a play at home. Davis across the diamond. It's in the dirt. And Pinal is able to pick it up before it gets on by him. So now runners on the corners. It's an RBI single for Aiden Harris. Five straight hits for the Woodchucks. And they are feeling the offense right now. Ethan Guerra goes from second over to third on it. Dylan Schlotterbeck goes home and brings up Cade Baldridge with runners on the corner. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Woodchucks have scored 7 runs in the first 2 innings. They're looking to add more. It's a pop-up right side of the infield. Pinal hoping he can get there. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Nobody coming home, and he will keep it in the glove for out number 1. And that's a big one for the Rafters. They really needed that. Also, now, the double play to end the inning is in action. It could happen. There's an opportunity there, and it's another big reason why it's so important. So, runners on first and third. The first pitch here is a pop-up towards the right side of the outfield on the run out there. It's sliding. Kobayashi can't make the play in foul territory. Tried diving for that one, but just off of his glove, and it lands foul to bring the count 0-1. Anthony Quigley, he is at the plate. Didn't have much of a time to introduce him there, but the right-handed batter is hoping to come up clutch here for the Woodchucks. Runners on first and third with one away, an 0-1 count to the first baseman for the Woodchucks. Breaking ball misses high from Schultz to bring it 1-1. And Schultz, he's just a guy that wants to go out there and compete every time. And you look at his collegiate career, and he's had a couple of games where he's struggled like this. But he's also had those great performances that we've seen. It's kind of been hot and cold from him, and right now we're kind of seeing the cold as that misses inside for ball number 2, a 2-1 count. Quigley at the plate. He had the 2 RBI single back in the first inning. Hoping to pick up another RBI here, and he's 1-for-1 as the 2-1 count is a pickoff attempt back to first base, so no pitch thrown. Tag was applied, but Aiden Harris was back in plenty of time. So runner on first and third still. 2-1 count on the way home. Schultz fires, and this one's up the middle. That gets on by for a hit. So coming home is Ethan Guerra, and it's an RBI single from Anthony Quigley. Aiden Harris goes to second base, and it's now 8-4 Woodchucks in the bottom of the second. And it looks like the Cinderella run from Kenny Schultz is not coming to the storybook chapter that we like to see, but there's more left. It wouldn't be a good book if there was no drama in it. Runners on first and second with one away here in the bottom of the second inning. Really hoping for that double play. A breaking ball misses outside for ball number 1. Brody Sexton at the plate. Sexton grounded out 6-3 to end the first inning. Hoping not to see the same fate here. 8-4 in the bottom of the second. And I really thought this was going to be a pitcher's duel. That is the opposite of what it's been. Righty-lefty matchup at the plate. The 1-0 count is sent foul down the right field line and out of play to bring it 1-1. And on deck, Zach Knowlton. Knowlton, he had his first plate appearance earlier in this inning. Wausau hoping to bat around, and Schultz hoping to not let him come up to the plate. It's a 1-1 count and a check swing on a breaking ball. He holds off to bring it 2-1. And Brody Sexton, the catcher for the Woodchucks. You look at him this season, and he has yet to play on the offensive side of the ball. Another one of those guys recently activated. This one's hit well into right field. Going back on the run, Kobayashi turns around, and that one's off the wall. It bounces for at least two bases. Rounding third and coming home is the Quigley stays at third base, so it's a RBI double for Brody Sexton as the offense keeps on rolling for the Woodchucks. Just not the game that we were hoping to see right now from Kenny Schultz. It's 10-4 in the bottom of the second. And six runs have come home to score this inning. Sorry, it's 9-4. The scoreboard had an error with it. As that's in there, called for a strike to Zach Knowlton. 0-1 the count. Knowlton, his second plate appearance in the inning. The Woodchucks have batted around. Still just one out. Runners on second and third. And the pitch from Schultz is in the dirt for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And Knowlton, one of the two walks that Schultz has issued this game. And that's kind of when things started to compound, as he led off with the walk and started trying so hard to attack. Own, but kind of left them a little bit too much. The 1-1 is popped foul straight behind home plate and out of play. 1-2 count for the Woodchucks left fielder. Knowlton, a guy that's been with them since early in the season. He's got 10 games played. He's batting 200 in those 10 games. Only four RBIs. Hope to that. This one's off the end of the bat towards early in third base across the diamond, and Davis can't make the play again. Oh, man, and that is just a tough spot right now because the ball is not bouncing. That's a tough play, and I say that Davis can't make the play over there, but it's a tough play every time, and that's why it's going to go in the books as a single. But just not able to get what the Raptors want, and a pitching change here as Schultz is going to be disappointed after that performance. He had been doing so well in the season up until this game, and just not his night. Raptors down on the scoreboard 10-4. There's runners on the corners, and we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Raptors try and turn it around with a new pitcher on the mound. Coming out after this here on WFHR Wisconsin Raptors.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher coming into the game for the Rafters. It's Tristan Krusenberry, who I mentioned earlier. Krusenberry relieving Kenny Schultz, as seems like it just wasn't his day. Rafters down on the scoreboard 10-4 in the bottom of the second. The offense has been feeling good, but unfortunately Schultz had not been up to the task. 10 runs allowed in an inning and one third. That's all that Schultz was able to go tonight, unfortunately, is his final line. 1.1 innings pitched on 10 hits allowed, and his runs are still not closed as he's got runners on inherited by Krusenberry. Two walks, no strikeouts for Schultz, and well, no hit by pitches either, but just not the night that he wanted. Right-handed batter at the plate, Christian Smith-Johnson, and this is not who you want to see in this situation, but gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch. Krusenberry, right-hander on the mound, and it's a good switch for the Rafters. They'd been going with the lefty, Schultz, and now they get to go to the righty here against what has been an all-righties lineup. Runner taking off from first, pitch misses low, and no throw comes down from Zacher. So, stolen base for Zach Knowlton. Puts himself in scoring position, and the count rolls to 1-1. Krusenberry, you look at him, and it's been up and down season for him. He's had his moments. Also had a couple games where he struggled, gets a swing and a miss here to bring it 1-2, and you look at Krusenberry's last performance, went three innings pitched without an earned run against Royal Oak. Back 6 days ago against Royal Oak, June 6th, had four strikeouts as this one is off the end of the bat, fouled away, and stays 1-2, and Smith-Johnson kind of just staying alive right there. He's for one in the game. He doubled back in the second. And that double didn't score a run, even though he had a runner in front of him, but he did come around to score himself. Runners on second and third, infield pushed in. There's a flare down the right field line and just reaches over the head of the first baseman, Pinal, and it stays 1-2. And Smith-Johnson, the center fielder, I mean, you talk about a guy who's good in clutch moments. He's second in the Northwoods League in RBIs, still behind Ruiz. But this is his second plate appearance inning. 1-2 count is off the end of the bat towards the middle infield, and it's over the glove of a leaping Eric Parker and into outfield. So one run will score, and it's an RBI single from Christian Smith-Johnson. And he cuts one closer to Noel Ruiz on the RBI count. Brody Sexton comes home to score on it. Zach Knowlton goes from second over to third. And it brings back up the top of the order, as it's Ryan Brewitt, his third plate appearance in the first two innings. It's 11-4 Woodchucks in the bottom of the second. Runners on the corners, Rafters still only one out, as this pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. Ryan Brewitt singled earlier in the inning. It was two RBIs on that. He also came around to score. He's one of the eight runs that's come home. A throw down. Nobody's covering the bag, and it gets into center field. Ashton Zacher tried throwing down because he saw a runner taking off, but nobody was there. And so a run will come home to score as Zach Knowlton is in there. Stolen base by Smith-Johnson, and it's also an error on Ashton Zacher. So it's a 1-1 count now as Ryan Brewitt up at the plate. He's got a runner on second base. And Smith-Johnson taking off before Krusenberry in front, but nobody was covering third. Krusenberry looked over at third base and no one was there. So Smith-Johnson gets a stolen base without a pitch even being thrown and with Krusenberry watching him. 1-1 count. This misses high to bring it 2-1. Oh, man, this is just painful right now. It's 12-4 in the bottom of the second. 9 runs put up by the Woodchucks, and this is the most runs allowed in a singular inning by the Raptors as that one's popped foul behind the plate. Bring it 2-2. Still only one out and the runner on third. This one's hit foul and stays a 2-2 count. And you look at the pitching this season, the most runs allowed in an inning prior to this point was 6. This is far surpassed that. That 6 runs allowed was in the top of the 4th on June 3rd against Fond du Lac. That's the 2-2 count. This is high for ball number 3. It's a full count here, and Krusenberry has been a lot more in tune with the zone here, but still not getting the outs that he was hoping for at this point. The most hits allowed in the game by the Raptors, 13 in the second inning, and as this one is popped up left side of the infield on the run, Davis, who can't make the catch, it bounces out of his glove in foul territory. Another error by the Raptors defense in the rain, and Spencer Davis just can't make the catch. Still a 3-2 count, as we'll see the 8th pitch of the plate appearance to Ryan Pruitt, and Davis was under that one the whole way and made a couple of plays as this one is drilled into right center field. That one's on the run and diving in center field, it gets on down. So a stand-up double for Ryan Pruitt sends home another run here in the bottom of the second. It's 13-4, and the scoreboard has broken as they have scored double-digit runs in the bottom of the second. 10 runs in the bottom of the second inning, and an RBI double from Ryan Pruitt. And Tristan Krusenberry even is seeing trouble here. Then again, he's faced some tough batters. Christian Smith-Johnson and Ryan Pruitt brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck, runner on second base with one out. 13-4 in the bottom of the second as that pitch misses outside for ball number one to Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck handed hitting third baseman. It has been a night to forget so far for the Raptors, and on the road here in Wausau, 1-0 count is called for a strike to bring it 1-1, and just a hit parade coming. Prior to this inning, the most hits in a singular inning allowed by the Raptors, 5. Back in that 6-run fourth inning by the Dock Spiders about a week and a half ago, as this misses low and outside for ball number 2. In this inning alone, there has already been 10 hits. That doubles record in the season. You look at doubles allowed in a game, it's 4, and there's already been 4 doubles in this inning. 2-1 count, misses high, and brings it 3-1. It looks like, only this inning, but still. It's a 3-1 count with one away, and Dylan Schlotterbeck up at the plate. Hoping to keep it rolling along, 3-1. This one is popped up left field. Coming out to it, it is the left fielder, and Onati is under it for out number 2. And finally, the Raptors get the second out of the inning, but we're still not out of the second. The runner remains on second base. Ryan Pruitt over there brings up Ethan Guerra with a runner on second, 2 away in the bottom of the second. Still 13-4, the lead for the Woodchucks. Matter Guerra, the Woodchucks, he's got a runner on second base. Krusenberry looks back to second, now looks home, looks back to second. Now he fires as this pitch is upstairs for ball number 1. Guerra up for the third time this game. He had an RBI single back in the second, drew a walk in the first. I say back in the second as if that's not still the inning we're in. Feels like a while ago as this one is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Guerra was walked on those 4 pitches back in the first. That kind of started the downfall of Schultz. He had retired the first two batters, and it looked like he was going to be cruising along. And then he started missing his spot, and it seems like he might have gotten in his head. 1-1 count, swinging a foul ball. Brings it 1-2. Guerra, he's got the 1-2 count here, and he's a guy that comes into this game looking to continue to improve on the season, and it's just his third game. 3-for-8 entering. Going up a little better as this pitch missed low for ball number two. It's now a 2-2 count. You're a switch hitter who is a junior from Arizona, native of Olathe, Kansas. 2-2 count for Guerra. Rasperly to get out of this inning, and that one is sent foul down the left field line and out of play. On deck, Aiden Harris, who is 2-for-2 in the game. I mean, there's a few batters that already have multi-hit games for the Woodchucks. Pruitt's had a pair of hits, Aiden Harris a pair of hits, Anthony Quigley a pair of hits, and Christian Smith-Johnson, and a breaking ball in there is called for strike number three, and so back-to-back outs to end the second inning, but there were 10 runs that came across that inning on the too many hits to count list. I think that's double digits somewhere, and I'll get the totals for you. When we come back here, we're going to hit a quick break on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, it's only the third inning, but I don't really want to say the score right now. How about I just say too much to too little? Does that work? We're going to go with that. Well, it's 13-4 in the top of the third inning. I mean, a 10-run in. Shucks in the. Rafters able to get out of it. Tristan Krusenberry coming into the game for Kenny Schultz. He did allow two hits there, but well, not too much. He did have one unearned run on his record for the inning after a single and a double, and then would have been out of the inning had it not been for the error in the foul territory back on Ryan Pruitt's plate appearance before he doubled. Well, back in the top of the third inning, it's the Rafters trying to mount what is now a 9-run comeback as Eric Parker at the plate. He fouls one off to bring it 0-1. And you look at the Rafters' offense, I mean, it's been good today. 4 runs through 2 innings, that's what you want to see. And if they're able to keep that pace up, then they can score, 14 runs still. Hey, let's stay optimistic here. That pitch missing outside brings it 1-1. So if the pitching can allow less than 5 runs the rest of the game, then we're in business. Just got to keep that offense rolling. 1-1 count. It's still early. That one fouled away brings it 1-2. And well, this Rafters team, that offense, heck, it could score that much. They have been averaging runs after runs after runs recently. And well, you're feeling pretty dang good about the way that it's been rolling along. They scored 12 runs last game, 15 runs a couple games ago. Of course, they had a good pitching performance against Lakeshore as the 1-2 count misses upstairs to Parker, brings it 2-2. So they've got that extension down big. They had a couple of nearly made comebacks earlier in the season as this one on the 2-2 misses in the dirt to bring it 3-2 for Parker. That game against Fond du Lac on June 3rd, it was a 9-1 disadvantage. They came back and made it 9-7 entering the ninth inning and just couldn't bring that final run across. And same deal with Royal Oak. It was 9-2. They were down 7 runs. So they've got these big disadvantages where they come back and send the tying runner to the plate as that pitch misses inside. Eric Parker drawing the walk. It's a leadoff base runner for the Rafters. And sometimes it's just getting those bats hot, even when the pitching hadn't stood out. You look at Wausau, 13-11. Wausau had put up 11 runs, and, well, the Rafters still managed to win it. So still, you know, plenty of experiences where this has happened. A pickoff attempt back to first nearly gets away from first baseman Anthony Quigley, but he's able to track it down. And here's a quick mound visit before throwing the first pitch to Matt Pinal. And so the pitching coach is, you know, it looks like head coach Corey Thompson actually going out there, not the pitching coach Zach Haupt. And a little bit of a surprise there, because a lot of the times, it's especially when you're just talking strategy, you want to see your pitching coach out there. But Corey Thompson heading out there to the mound and talking about things, getting it all figured out. And, well, the Wausau fans out here, it's been a rainy night, but a few of them have certainly braved the elements, and they're in for a happy early game. But it can always change. It can always change, as I was saying. Got that runner on first base, nobody out. Matt Pinal at the plate. The first pitch to him is taken a little low for ball number one. It's a one. Pinal had an RBI back in the first inning. He's already showed off the ability to hit in clutch situations. Parker on first base right now. He is a stealing threat, and he thought about taking off there, but a swing and a miss from Pinal brings the count 1-1 as Parker stays on first. Jolted off the base pads a couple of steps and showed that sprinter motion, but didn't move much. 1-1 count. Parker not getting a large lead at all as this one misses outside to bring it 2-1. And that's the thing about Parker, is that he doesn't get a large lead, which means that he's hardly going to get picked off, but it's going to be tougher for him to steal bags. However, he's learned his base stealing from his time at Georgia, and he was used mostly as a pinch runner for the Bulldogs this past season. The Bulldogs were ranked number 10 in the nation. So I think he knows a thing or two about playing smart baseball and running the base pads wisely. 2-1 count. He's taken off now. It's outside for a ball. The throw on down to second gets away and kind of bounced off Parker as he slid into second. Parker a little slow to get up, but now he's back on his feet. And it's a 3-1 count with a stolen base for Eric Parker. And so now you've got a potential for an RBI here for Pinal if he's able to send one into the outfield. And that's what you're looking for right now, is just get one run here. Get two runs this inning. You know, and it's going to take a lot of work. But I firmly believe that the Rafters have what it takes. 3-1 count, runner on second base, still nobody out. This one misses high for ball number four. And so that's back-to-back walks from Nolan Bernard as the right-hander for the Woodchucks has been certainly struggling this game. Not looking nearly as dominant as he has in previous games, and his pitch count is getting a little bit up there. He's up to 59 pitches now and has yet to record an out in the third inning. First pitch now to Hiroto Kobayashi on the way. It's a righty-righty matchup. And this one is outside for ball number one. And Kobayashi already has an RBI from the sacrifice fly in the first, but still looking for that first hit of the game. Looking to keep finding his streak. The 1-0 count drops in there for a strike to bring it 1-1. And Pinal over on first base. Eric Parker on second. Don't be shocked to see Parker try and take off for third base. But it's not a surefire thing that he will. He is taking off, though, as this pitch is in the dirt. Tried to get him fast on the throw home, but pitch missed way outside, and it's a two count. As it's a wild pitch to send Matt Pinal over to second base as well. It got away, but it is still a stolen base for Parker. He's now had two stolen bases, and the Rafters have two runners in scoring position. Runner on second and third with nobody out in the top of the third inning, and hey, all you need is that outfield single, and boom, you're scoring those two runs that you need. And that's the goal for each inning right now, two runs an inning, as this one is sent down the third base line in foul territory and brings the count 2-2. Every inning, it's just trying to get chunk after chunk after chunk. Kobayashi, he's been big these past few games for the Rafters. I'm going to keep that rolling along as the 2-2 count home is fouled back. Just got a piece of that one, and nasty pitch up there from Bernard. That shows you what he's got. But he has walked back-to-back batters, showing a little bit more control against Kobayashi. Kobayashi, he went 2-for-3 with two RBIs against Lakeshore in the first game, went 2-for-4 with two RBIs in the second game. Swings and misses at this pitch, though, and that was not what he wanted to swing at, as there is out number one in the third inning. Leaves those runners on second and third with bring up the left-handed batter, Chris Diaz. When you talk about getting back on the right track, Diaz is hoping to use the momentum he built from that last game against Lakeshore, where he went 2-for-4 as that pitch misses outside to bring it 1-0. And Diaz, he flew out to right field back in the first inning, so still hoping to find that first time on base today. 1-0 count home is hit high in the air towards shallow right field, actually the infield, and it's picked up by the first baseman, not nearly deep enough. And Eric Parker home. A fly out to first base in the books. Runners stay on second and third. Rafters in danger of stranding them after having nobody out and runners on second and third. Brings up Pat Costin. Costin, the left-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rats, a lefty-righty matchup. This is what they want to see. And Costin this season, he is been looking a lot better as of late, as this pitch is taken in the dirt for ball number one, and Brody Sexton behind the plate kind of has it just bounce off of his chest protector to make sure it stays in front of him. And Costin, you look back at some of his key moments. He had a pinch hit, two RBI single earlier last week against Fond du Lac. Big game there, and he cut that deficit to two runs. He was part of that big comeback as the 1-0 count is fouled back to make it 1-1. Well, the big comeback attempt. Started off the season on a bit of a hitless streak, but he's been able to look better and better each game, and that's what you want to see out of your guys. Costin, 3-for-24 on the season. His on-base percentage at .313 as the 1-1 count is called for strike number two. He grounded out 5-3 back in the second inning. That's the only plate appearance he's seen so far. So 1-2 count with two away, and the pitch coming home misses outside to bring it 2-2. Bernard tried to turn the heat up on that fastball. Not quite able to locate it where he wanted, though. So still a 2-2 count. No runs have come home this inning. It's 13-4 in the top of the third. Breaking ball. Misses low for ball number three, and you could kind of see the way that Brody Sexton caught that. He thought that it was going to end the inning on a called strike three, but no call from the home plate umpire, and brings it to a full count with two away, and this pitch is taken inside, and the bases are loaded for the Rafters. Still down a lot, but again, it's early, so every run counts.
Number 35, Spencer Davis.
Spencer Davis coming up to the plate, left-handed batter. Bases loaded, two away, top of the third inning, 13-4, the Woodchucks lead. Spencer Davis drew a walk back in the second inning. Hey, that'd be an RBI right about now, as this breaking ball misses well above the zone for ball number one, a 1-0 count. It was a looping curveball there. Davis, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Davis started his season off steaming hot for the Rafters. That pitch misses outside to bring it 2-0. He was on a six-game hit streak to start off his career, now batting .364 on the season with a .417 on-base percentage. .962 OPS thanks to some big hits that he's gotten. 2-0 count is towards left field. That one gets on through. So here comes one run. Here comes another on the way home.